Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
I'm sorry, where is this?
We are a third-party call center, customer service, and my name is Jameer. And we service online vendors. So, if you are calling in regards to in charge that you aren't familiar with, it may be due to one of those vendors, ma'am.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling about, actually, a charge that I don't recognize on my card.
Yes, ma'am. So if you will please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account for you.
43123.
Okay. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Jennifer Roos.
Okay, ma'am. So I was able to locate that account for you. And we have an address here for Shoreside Drive in Grove City, Ohio. Could you verify those first four numbers for me?
5064.
Okay, yes, ma'am, that is correct. And it says here that on January 29th that you ordered a smartwatch. You paid $7.95 for shipping and handling. It says here that product got shipped out on January 31st. And I do see here where you got charged on February the 2nd and March the 5th, $56.95. Give me one second, ma'am. Let me pull up these terms and conditions on that survey that you placed that order on, so I can see why you were charged that. Give me one second.
Okay, thank you. You better check yours too.
I just did. Like, we're on the same thing, babe.
It said something about those smartwatches that we charged $7.95 for. And they've charged me $56.95 multiple times, he said.
Okay, ma'am. So it looks like here, the reason you were charged at $56.95, again, I'm getting this information from their terms and conditions. It says here that whenever you order that watch, if you did not cancel this account within the next 48 hours, then it will be enrolled into an online gadget store. And with that membership purchase, it says here the customer will receive a $125 gift card and also an email regarding that account. One second. And it looks like here is a monthly membership charge until the account is canceled.
I don't know anything about that.
Watches I got were junk.
What do I need to dispute it through my bank then, or what do I need to do?
I mean, I can cancel this account for you, ma'am,
Okay, thanks.
but anything like a refund, so in order for me to give you a refund, it will have to be in the form of a discount. I have to discount the charge, and that's because again, it was on their survey. Some customers explained to me that they see the terms and conditions at the very bottom of the page. I understand every customer don't read those terms and conditions. So what I'll do, discount these charges for you at 50%, so you can receive some of your money back, ma'am.
Okay.
Because if you were to dispute these charges, I've had one customer today that disputed the charges before contacting us. And so what happens is the bank does give you that money back at first, and but that's before they start the investigation. And when they start the investigation, they contact us, and since we are just a third party, we send them all the information we have on this account, including those terms and conditions, and that will show them that you were the one that placed the order and that you received that order. So they will validate that as a valid charge, and then they will take that money back. And so what happened was that customer called us or called in and was asking for a refund, but because he disputed the charges in the bank, the bank are when they when they, he when you dispute the charges, the bank actually locks the account to do their investigation, so we won't be able to do anything.
Okay. So
So
what? is this membership for? Do you know what it is?
So it says here, I have the website name is Factory Direct Saving, SAVING store. And I know if you type that in on Google, it should be the first one that pops up. But you should, on there, you should be able to log in. I'm not sure what login information there was. But on that account that you have with them, there should be $250 on that account for you.
$250 is how much they've charged?
No, ma'am. So you got charged $56.95. That was for February and now March today.
So I got charged two payments of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh?
I got one on my old card, too. Didn't say anything about a monthly membership. I read that thing pretty well. All they were supposed to charge is the shipping on it.
Okay, so again, that was in their terms and conditions, almost like the fine print of the survey.
Well, I don't know. My husband said it wasn't, but I don't know what to do about it. Because it looks like his card got charged for it too. Can you fix his as well?
I can only do one account at a time.
Okay.
So when I get done, I'll try and see if I can locate his as well. Give me 1 second and get this account canceled for you and get those refunds processed for you.
Thank you. I know.
Okay, ma'am, so I just got the first refund process for you. I'm working on that second one now.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, ma'am, so just got both of those refunds processed for you. You should see those back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days. They'll be in the amount of $56.96. You should also receive an email regarding the charge as well. And I have the cancellation number if you're ready for it, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
And that number is C as in cat. 259-180-950. Again, the number is C as in cat, 259-180-950.
Okay.
And give me 1 second. Okay, ma'am. May I have the zip code again?
43123.
And may I have your husband's first and last name, please?
Jeffrey Ruth.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, let me do it this way. And is his first name spelled Jeffrey?
That's R-E-Y.
Okay. So I'm actually not seeing an account for your husband.
Is it? It might just be under Jeff, J-E-F-F.
Okay, so yes, I do see an account for him.
Okay. Now, the card that he used that got charged has since been canceled.
So, if we... if the card got canceled, give me one second. Let me ask my supervisor. Will it just go back onto the account? I know one instance where the transaction actually kept declining. So give me one second. Let me make sure. One second.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, so my supervisor just informed me that if we are able to process this refund for your husband, that he will have to contact his bank to let them know to send it to his new card. But if it don't, we can issue a paper check, but that will take approximately 7 to 10 business days.
That's fine. Can you just do the paper check?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Okay, ma'am. So, let me get this documented so we can issue him a paper check, and I'll be right back when I finish, ma'am.
Thank you. Have fun.
Okay, ma'am. I got this account counsel for you, and I also got that paper check issue out to you again. You should see that in the next 7 to 10 days, business days.
Great. Okay.
And was that all I can do for you today, ma'am?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.